Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Eric Burns, Major League Baseball Network, joins us for a couple of minutes. And by the way, before we get into talking with Eric, you can watch him across Major League Baseball Network studio programming. Plus, you can visit ericburns.com to learn about Eric's Let Them Play Foundation, which is continuing to fund opportunities for kids to get out and play. You want to add to that, Eric?
That's pretty much it, Steve. I mean, it's the foundation that my wife and I created last summer. But basically, we did a triathlon across the country, and along the way, ended up handing out over $60,000 worth of grants. And it's been a really cool thing, just focusing on getting kids outside, getting them back playing off screen. 60% of kids no longer do everyday after school youth activity programs. I mean, it's crazy to think that they're cutting PE, recess, lunchtime. 97% of schools have cut everyday physical education. So It's an epidemic really kind of plaguing our country right now. But we have a documentary getting released November 18th into 700 theaters across the country. There'll be plenty of them here in the New York metropolitan area that we'll be having. It's a one-night showing on November 18th, and it's a really cool documentary. I've had an opportunity to view it. We had a big premiere last week in Cleveland in conjunction with USA Triathlon, but it's more than anything, it's a really awesome message, and I think it brings light to a serious problem going on right now in the United States.
It's a good thing, Eric, and we give you a standing ovation for being involved in such a thing. Don't you wish, let me ask first of all, don't you wish you were playing now where you could hit 470-foot home runs to the opposite field one-handed thanks to all of the baseballs on PEDs? What do you think, Eric?
Yeah, you drilled it, Steve. I mean, it's a joke. I mean, this thing is like, you cut that thing open, it's going to look like an orange. I mean, it's unbelievable how juicy these baseballs are. But here, it's funny because I've talked to a friend of mine who is a major player in one of the ownership groups.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're updated constantly. It wasn't like this big conspiracy theory sort of thing, you know, that all of a sudden they're going to juice the baseball. If it's just something that happened, because what essentially the core of the baseball is now perfectly centered the way they make them. And when they're perfectly centered, it's less air. The resistance on the ball as it's traveling through the air is a lot less, as opposed to if it was just off center, then it would almost be like a lopsided ball going through the air and then it would knock it down. And so I just think, look at the AAA numbers this year compared to years past. Like, you're seeing astronomical numbers. And the reason why, because this is the first year they've now implemented the big league ball at the AAA level. But one thing I've always said, Steve, is I'd much rather have the ball juiced as opposed to the players. But it's also taken a little bit of a toll in the game because there's less action than ever before because there's more strikeouts because pitchers are afraid to throw the ball over the plate. There's more strikeouts because the pitchers are afraid to throw the ball over the plate. And there's a lot more home runs. So you're not seeing a ton of like singles and stolen bases, singles that are at all-time low. So the question is, you know, what can we do to counteract this going forward?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, Manfred may not be perfectly centered, because he's saying, wait a minute, the baseballs are not juiced. And it's interesting that you point out that it's maybe better that the baseballs have the juice and not the players. Who's to say that some players still aren't on some kind of performance enhancing, because it's always been there in one form or another. But certainly the baseballs, It's like every night, Eric, every night is home run derby. It's like when we had the All-Star break we had on that Monday night before the All-Star game, home run derby, which really celebrates the regular season in 2019. I don't know what you could do except get baseballs back to where they used to be. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you could do something. What they're going to do, from what I heard, is that they're going to basically implement the humidor in every ballpark to make sure that, you know, that there's moisture within the baseballs so you're not hitting these dry, rock-hard baseballs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see the home run, Steve. This home run's not the problem. Like, we all like the home run. It's the byproduct of the home run, which results in the strikeouts and the walks. We don't like strikeouts. We don't like walks. We like homers. We like stolen bases. We like doubles, triples. We like all the exciting stuff, right? We like to see plays. And we want the game played in an efficient way. You know, it's one of the many things I think baseball needs to look into. The other one being that I really think, you know, something needs to happen is, you know, the 18, 20 inning games that we've seen that are just drag, and they deplete pitching staff. And now I can't remember ever in my lifetime seeing this many position players out on the mound pitching. It's just like, what are we doing here? So, you know, my solution would be, number one, I want a 10 run rule in after five innings. If you go to the ballpark, everyone's going to say, well, what about the guy, the man who paid, the person who paid, you know, $200 for his family to go to the ballpark? Well, guess what? They get there, you know, after five innings, six innings, and there's 10 runs plus on the board, and one team is blowing out the other. They got enough action for their dollar. And then the other thing, you know, going forward with all of it, is just, man, I mean, I'm looking at the game of baseball as a whole and thinking, if you could put a 10-inning bases-loaded situation to go ahead and solve the extra-inning issue, I think that would be really cool. I think it would be lively. In my opinion, the college football does it the best, their overtime system.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why we love it is because it's instant action. The ball's on the 25-yard line. Here you go. You got four downs to get your first down. You got another four downs basically to punch it in the end zone and go ahead. And then, you know, obviously scoring goes up and everything else, but it's action. It's what we want to see in sports.
Mm. Eric, let me ask you about the New York Yankees. They have the best record in baseball. Tell me if you think they are the best team.
No. I like them a lot. I could hear an argument that they're the best team. You know, my subjective opinion at this point is that they're not, and the reason being is that I just like the Houston Astros staff a lot better than theirs. If all else were equal, you know, just say that the offenses are relatively similar. And then there's this dark horse over in Los Angeles that has gone to two straight World Series. And, you know, it's tough to say that anybody's better than them. I think, you know, the Dodgers and the Yankees both, you know, now at 80 wins, the Astros are right there as well. I think clearly those are the three best teams in baseball right now. Whether or not, you know, two of the three get into the World Series is a huge question mark, just because so much can happen once you get to the postseason. But I'd be shocked to not see the Dodgers there once again for, you know, what they've been doing with their pitching staff and what they do with their lineup and their matchups and everything else. They got to be in the conversation.
And certainly the best team, you can make the argument, not too many people are going to argue with you that the Dodgers are by far, if not the best team in baseball overall, certainly the best in the National League. The interesting thing, as you know, Eric, about the Yankees, 26, 27 guys have gone on the IL, and they have the best record in the game. What does that say about their competition? What does it say about how many awful teams? Now, I'm not taking anything away from what the Yankees have done with a lot of no-names, making names for themselves, the Urshelas and the Tachmans and the Estradas, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They've all come through. And DJ LeMahieu is going to get a lot of votes for MVP, certainly can be and is the MVP of the New York Yankees. He's had a terrific season. But the bottom line is, what does it say about the game of baseball? What does it say about the Baltimore Orioles when you look at their lineup, Eric, and see that every guy listed on the Baltimore lineup is a player to be named later?
Baltimore's bad. I mean, it's a pretty dire situation there right now, but they knew what they were getting into. I'm shocked they haven't, I guess they haven't competed. They had a big win against the Astros the other night, that big comeback win. But, I mean, they've been everybody's punching bag, man. Where would the Yankees be without the Baltimore Orioles? They've won 15 consecutive games against that team. It's just mind-blowing. So, you know, one of the things that I brought up, and I say this loosely because I don't know how you would do it, how you would construct it, but it would just make you think, because, if there was relegation like there is in the Premier League, where you take the two last place teams, the two teams with the worst record, and you relegate them to the Triple A, mm-hmm. where say then the next year the two best Triple A teams would, come up and, all of a sudden, they're the big league teams. It's a little outlandish, I think, but it also makes, me think there's obviously a reason why the Premier League does it, and it's to promote each and every single team and give them incentive to go out there and put the best product on the field, as opposed to just slashing payroll and throwing a bunch of guys out there in the big leagues that, quite frankly, shouldn't be there.
Mm-hmm. And how about the New York Metropolitans? They were left for dead. They were 40-51 and then went on this run, as you know, winning 15 out of 17, and they are right in the wild card hunt. You think they're going to make it into serious October baseball, Eric Burns of the Major League Baseball Network?
I think so, Steve. I like the New York Mets, M-E-T-S, Mets, Mets, Mets. This is a team that I actually thought the offseason additions that Brody Van Wagenen had made were great. Obviously, he kept going. At the trade deadline, everyone expected them to sell. He said, nah, forget it, I'm buying. Got the players believing. J.D. Davis has been fantastic for them, outside of obviously Pete Alonso that everyone's talking about. And then the dirt squirrel, Jeff McNeil, man, mm-hmm. the guy from Long Beach State that's been carrying that team start to finish. He actually has the highest WAR, I believe, on the team, at least of all the position players for sure, mm-hmm. Well ahead of Alonso. So, in my opinion, he's been the most valuable player for the Mets. And they just have they have a synergy right now that's going on that I think is going to be tough to stop down the stretch. And the question is, what's going to happen if they're going to be able to pull off that one-game playoff, because Atlanta's been playing so well that it's going to be tough for them to catch the Braves down the stretch.
Absolutely. And, of course, they lost to the Braves last night and lost McNeil. He's now on the IL. The 10-day IL in the ninth inning, making the first out last night, running out of ground ball, the left hamstring. Eric, I know you are limited with the time. I can't thank you enough. You know from that you gave us a couple of minutes. Let me mention once again, you can watch Eric across Major League Baseball Network studio programming, plus visit ericburns.com to learn about Eric's Let Them Play Foundation, which is continuing to fund opportunities for kids to get out and play. A good thing. Eric, take care of yourself. Thanks a lot.
Always a pleasure talking to you, Steve. I'll talk to you soon, man.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.